Episode number 559. Don't thank the speaker.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, which is brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, featuring Dr. Ivan Meisner and many other networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you and where are you?
I am in Austin, Texas this week, Priscilla. I'm not traveling for a change. I have a guest today who's a really good friend, Frank Drafley. Frank's a New York Times bestselling author. He's a radio talk show host, professional speaker, and he's an executive director for BNI Mid-Hudson Valley. He's been a member and a director for BNI for over 25 years. And Frank and I co-wrote, along with Hazel Walker, that little book called Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think, but the Difference Between Men and Women and How They Network. And we're working on a new book together, which I'm sure we'll be talking about as time goes on. Frank, welcome to the BNI podcast.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. You know, what's so funny is my favorite number is 559. And look, I'm on 559 podcast. Go figure.
Perfect. Well, listen, we have a controversial sounding topic. And it might actually be controversial, but it's don't thank the speaker. Let's first begin with who should be thanking the speaker, because we do believe the speaker should be thanked after they do their feature presentation. And in the agenda, it says that the president, when the speaker or speakers are done, should thank the speaker for speaking on that day. And we even take a step further, which I don't see it done enough, where they pick something that the speaker said that they didn't know, and they highlight that. Mm. And they may say, hey, you know, maybe you knew that about the speaker, but I didn't. Think about something that you didn't know and see if you could refer them. So it should be the president. Now, just a few weeks ago, I did a podcast number 552, not reporting thank you for closed business, during the referral part of the meeting. And Frank, you want to talk about something else that has creeped into the most important part of the meeting, the referral part of the meeting, and that is thanking the speaker. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you how this came about. I was at a chapter, probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was a chapter with almost 50 members in it. And at the end, they're going around and doing the referral testimonial portion of the meeting. And I go around and I'm counting the number of people that stood up and said that they had a referral for somebody. And it was five. And at the end, I'm saying, there's five referrals crossing the table today out of like almost a 50-member chapter. I said, that doesn't make any sense. I can't believe that. Everybody's standing up saying, I want to thank John for speaking today. Oh, I thought it was a great presentation. Oh, fantastic. And everybody was thanking the speaker of what he was doing, but nobody was giving referrals. I'm going, wow, this chapter needs help. So I went to the vice president after. I said, how many referrals are passed today? He said, 27. I was like, 27 referrals are passed today. He said, yeah. I said, we have a problem. And I went to the membership committee after and said, we have a problem. Five people said they had passed referrals, but only 20, but 20, five people said they haven't, but we had actually 27 people pass referrals today. They didn't talk about it. They thanked the speaker. I said, no more. We're not going to do that anymore. It's almost becoming the easy thing to stand up and talk about versus standing up and either giving a referral or giving a testimonial for somebody. So we put that into place and said, no more thanking the speaker in terms of this part of the meeting.
Yeah. Now, again, for those people who are going apoplectic on us right now, we want the president to thank the speaker. But do you really need 40 other people thanking the speaker? No! Greg, I think back, 1985, I started BNI for referrals. And I discovered that testimonials were as valuable or more valuable. Great testimonial can lead to multiple referrals.
Absolutely.
So this part of the agenda is for giving referrals or a testimonial for a member. And if you don't have a testimonial for A, remember, give a testimonial for BNI.
Right.
That's what this part of the meeting is. And for those of you listening to this, go back and listen to 552, because feature creep has taken place in BNI. We're starting to add things in. And before we started recording, Frank, we were talking about this. One of the reasons why we think it's happening, and that is BNI Connect, which is fantastic, but it has evolved into something because everything is online. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, what's happening is I think we have, you know, I think the technology that we have is great, that we're passing referrals and we're doing that online. It makes it more efficient, makes it easier, and we're tracking everything, and that's fantastic. But what's happening is now we're not seeing the visual part of that during the meeting. Like, people aren't standing up. Like, you know, when I first started in BNI, it was all about the slip. You stood up, you walked across the room, yeah, you handed it to somebody. There was a great visualization dynamic about that. So now that that's not happening, it feels like people are forgetting about the referral part. And I, when I talked to this membership committee, and then eventually I talked to all my leadership teams, I said, look, I said, this is the celebratory part of the meeting. This is why we're in BNI. I said,
yes,
we're here. We work very hard. It's not easy to get a referral for somebody. We go through a lot of, you know, a lot of energy to try and get one for somebody. Then we give it to someone, and then we don't even acknowledge it. And I said, that's the big part of the meeting. Let's celebrate the things that we're doing here, which is giving referrals or giving testimonials to people. But number one is the referral. You have to talk about the referral, how you got it, tell the story. It's an educational process. It's a celebratory process. And we seem to have been losing that. So I just felt like, wow, I just couldn't believe this when I saw it. And you know what Ivan reminded me of? It's like when somebody stands up and they thank somebody for a referral. And I said to them, don't thank someone for a referral. Give a testimonial to that person. It's much more valuable. So it's the same thing. Let's give a referral, or let's give a testimonial for a member in the chapter, a single member. And if that member happens to be the speaker that day, then great. You're giving them a testimonial about who they are, what they do, how they deal with a client, something they've done good for you. Not about their presentation, but about
right,
who they are as a professional.
Right. And maybe they spoke, and now's a great opportunity for you to give a testimonial about the quality of the work that they did that you,
yeah,
experienced. That's fine. But, oh my goodness, hearing somebody stand up person after person after person thanking the speaker completely misses the celebration that you talked about. And I never thought of it in that terms, but that's what it is. This is the time to stand up and go, I have a referral, or I have a testimonial for a great member in the chapter. And you're right, BNI Connect, because we're doing it online, there's this concept in management theory called the unintended consequences,
mm-hmm,
of a seemingly good idea. Well, it's a very good idea to have BNI Connect and to give all these referrals. But one of the unintended consequences is that we have chapters not celebrating the referral part.
Yeah.
And so we need to get back to that. That means print out that referral you've given. That may mean go old school and actually fill out a referral slip. Or it may mean, as Priscilla mentioned before we went on air, Priscilla, in your chapter, they put in a business card. They say, I have a referral for so-and-so. This is what it is. They describe it, and then they put in a business card. Is that right?
That's right. And at the end of the meeting, they take back their business card, and it sort of saves paper. So that's why we do it that way.
Okay, well, keep it in, take it out. I don't care. But handing it out is part of what you say, Frank, the celebration of recognizing the referrals. And without that, what happens is there's empty space. And with empty space, people fill it in. And what are they filling it in with? Thank you for closed business. Thank you to the speaker. Oh,
yep,
it's a full moon on a Tuesday. Oh, it's going to rain. They just start filling stuff in. That's what's called feature creep.
Well, and I think right, what also is happening is that referral part of the referral testimonial part of the meeting, as we know at BNI meeting, is as much about education as anything else. So if I stand up, I give that referral, I tell how I got the referral, that's part of the educational process, right? If I'm doing a testimonial, it's part of the educational process. But we also have to understand people learn differently, right? Some people are visual learners, some are auditory learners, some are kinesthetic learners. So if we can actually still give out the referral slip, even though we may have done it online and done that, now you have a visual for people in the room identifying with, oh, people are giving referrals. You have the kinesthetic part where now it's just like a tactile part where I'm getting it saying, okay, somebody's giving a referral. So for everybody in the room, it creates more interest because you're using a little more stimulation and by using different mediums of communication about the referral and or about the testimonial.
And especially those visitors. I mean, those visitors are sitting there. They watch and they see five referrals given when, in fact, almost 30 were given. The power of standing up for the visitors there and seeing one person after another say, I have a referral, I have a referral, I have a referral, I have a testimonial for so-and-so, I have a referral. There is power to this, everyone. This is a must-listen podcast for every member of BNI. Education coordinators, take this podcast to your chapters. Talk to them about it. Talk to them about this and episode 552. We have to get back to the process that is a, as you say, Frank, a celebration of the referral portion of the meeting, the most important part of the meeting, the reason I created BNI. Frank, I'm so glad you brought this topic up. Any closing comment before we wrap up?
No, I mean, I just say that I agree with you. I think this is so important for educational coordinators to bring to a chapter and have this as an ongoing subject matter, because if we don't do that, we're going to end up changing what the meeting's all about. We have to make sure we're doing that celebration, we're recognizing people, and we're making sure that the chapter is successful as it can be.
Frank, great suggestion. I appreciate you bringing this topic and look forward to having you again on the podcast. We're working on a new book together, and I'm sure we'll do a podcast as soon as that book comes on out. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here. I really do. Thank you.
Back to you, Priscilla.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you. That was very interesting. I'm sure my chapter is going to be interested in hearing the topic. I would just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.